Igniting Souls audio blog, episode 9, The Happiness of Pursuit. This episode is brought to you by Igniting Souls Conference. Do you want to become a soul on fire? Join us for 2 full days where you will ignite your soul on fire in Columbus, Ohio, November 14th and 15th, 2014. All the information is at IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Be sure to use the special code IGNITER100, all caps, in order to get $100 off the already low early bird price for a limited time. Hey guys and gals, this is going to be a sweet episode, and here's why. I'm going to talk about my friend's new book, Chris Guillebeau, The Happiness of Pursuit, Finding the Quest That Will Bring Purpose to Your Life. Now, I came across Chris's other book, The $100 Startup, back when I was seriously considering going from my day job to my dream job. And what I liked about that book, The $100 Startup, is that Chris kind of blew up the myths that I had in my head and my heart, that I needed tons of capital in order to start a dream. You know, I needed all kinds of business experience, maybe an MBA. I needed all kinds of angel investors, people that were going to invest in my dream or fund me. And what Chris's book did is it kind of removed all the excuses and said, hey, you know, you can really start your dream for incredibly low effort, low cost. Yeah, it's going to be a process. Yeah, there's probably thousands of steps, but the first step is something that you can do today. And guys and gals, Chris has done another book, and this book is awesome for a couple reasons. Number one, Chris is crazy. He wanted to go visit every country. I mean, every country in the world. And sure enough, he started visiting a few at a young age and said, you know what, this, I could do this. And then the idea kind of came to him as he was already pursuing travel, which he loved to do. And I find that really interesting because your dream, your big quest won't always come to you as an instant download. Sometimes you need to get out there first and get moving and see what you like to do and maybe fail a few times. And that's what Chris did. He just went out there. He loved traveling, and then the idea came to him where, you know what, I'm already doing a bunch. Why don't I try to do every country? And sure enough, by the age of 35, he did it. He visited every country in the world, and you know, he's got all kinds of stories about that. But here's what I like about the book. He doesn't make the book just about himself and his own journey. In fact, the book is really about others. And as he was pursuing his own adventure, he kind of looked along the places he was traveling and said, oh, wow, there's these questers. I think he kind of coined the term. There's these questers all around. I mean, everything from a, you know, suburban mom who kind of, you know, tries to make an international cuisine once a week for her young daughter to a young widower completing the tasks his wife would never do, or a teenager crossing the entire ocean alone. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff where as he was pursuing his own dream and his own adventure, he met other questers. And the cool thing about this book is that he kind of not only interviews these people, but he kind of draws out themes and a framework which a lot of people would benefit from. Now, of course, like any book you put out there, you get haters. And sure enough, you know, Chris had some haters, which we all do as authors. Whenever you're trying to do writing or you're trying to do something creative or original, you're going to get people who stand up against you. And rejoice, first of all, because I used to view that as a negative. And what it really means is that you are making a difference, making an impact. People are noticing enough to be critical. And if you want more on that, I have an episode called 4 Responses to Your Haters, and you can check that one out. It's an audio blog in one of the episodes. I believe it is episode four, four ways to respond to your haters. But check it out, guys and gals. The haters that responded to Chris said, look, I'm just average. I just live in a normal place, in a normal job, and maybe, you know, Questers isn't something for me because I'm not crossing the ocean, you know, in some kind of kayak or doing something earth-shaking. And here's what I want you to understand, seriously. Right now, wherever you're at, maybe you're exercising, maybe you're at your day job, maybe you're driving in a vehicle, whatever you're doing right now, I want you to realize that the adventure, seriously, the adventure isn't necessarily the activity. You can be having an adventure in the simplest things. One of my mentors talks about how he was at a beach one day and, you know, everyone's kind of chilling out, not doing much, and he invited people to build a sandcastle, and everyone's like, no. Too much effort, too much work. I'm just chilling out. So he goes to his young nephew and he says, hey, let's build the world's largest castle. And it was the adventurous spirit that this mentor came with. And sure enough, he begins to elicit support and engagement. And everyone around him at this little family gathering jumped in. And the goal was big. And so it inspired adventure in people. And look, if you think your life is not adventurous, if you think you're not in a quest, if you think the highlight of your day is, you know, getting new tires at Sam's Club, guess what? You're going to broadcast that frequency wherever you go. And what I do now is I look at my life and I say, you know what? This is an adventure. This is exciting. Now, I wasn't always in my dream job. I had to make the shift. But here's the thing. While you're making the shift, take on the mindset of the quester, adventure, pursuit. I mean, this is exciting. Look, if your life was a movie, would people want to be watching it? And if the answer is no, then my statement is create it. Create that excitement. Create that adventure. There was probably something that an idea came to you, something exciting, something that takes you where you're currently at to something bigger. This is desire, and desire means to give birth to. And when you feed that desire, you give life, you give energy, you give resources, time to that adventure, guess what? It becomes bigger. It becomes more exciting. So guys and gals, my statement to you today is it's your choice. It's your life. Until I realized that, I kind of blamed, made excuses, and lived in denial. And I said, it's everyone else's fault that my life isn't an adventure. It isn't exciting. And so what I did is I first had to make the mental decision. I want to give you one practical step after listening to this audio blog. I want you to take on the mindset of a quester. Take on the adventure, the adventurous spirit that, you know, I have young kids and these three young kids, 9, 7, and 5, they have an adventure. I mean, the basement to them is a place they go down and they create life. They create excitement. They create adventure. They're not just going down into a basement. So it really comes down to your attitude. It comes down to your perspective. And my point is this, if your life is boring, it's your fault. So go make something creative. Get around other like-minded people. Look, if you need some help, some tools, we are gathering at the Igniting Souls Conference, November 14th and 15th. That's a great place to start. Look, if you don't know how to start an adventure, come to that. Come to that. We're going to spend 2 days where we're going to create an adventure with you and for you, and you'll be around other like-minded people who will shake you up. So guys and gals, as Ferdinand Foch said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. And if you need a book to read, go check out Chris Guillebeau's book, The Happiness of Pursuit, available everywhere today.